y'all. You're listening to Spiritual Freedom Podcast, and I'm your host, Susie. I'm glad you made it. So this is a safe space where we get to talk about anything and everything spiritual and metaphysical, but we're going to talk about it without the judgment, without the fear or religious guilt, and without losing any credibility. So let's open our hearts and our minds, and let's talk about the weird without being weird about it. On today's episode, we're going to talk about what it means to bring in this receptive energy, to kind of take a break from our action-oriented, probably preset disposition, and actually, yeah, take a turn on the feminine side, on the receptive, on the yin side. Whatever word is less triggery for you, please use it. But this is like more than just talking about self-care things. This is like an energy exercise on calling this energy in and how to live in it for an extended time so you can heal and rebalance. And it just feels like this is the time that we should be doing it. So thanks for listening, guys, and I hope it helps. Hey, y'all. Happy December. And can't believe we're here already. So yeah, I had to take a little breather. I got into a pretty significant car collision on a Halloween afternoon. Yeah, I got hit by a distracted driver and pretty significantly totaled my new car. I can talk about this part because it's resolved. Not my fault. Liability was established and it totaled my brand new car. Do you know how much damage there has to be for a new car to be totally totaled? Literally 8 days old. I have never, new cars are not something I get all the time. Oh, man. But I mean, no lives are lost. I don't mean to bemoan the new car crap. I know that's a little bougie. So forgive me, y'all. It just was significant. That's all I mean. And this was like a bit of a downer. But it was like, it was an interesting exercise in my energy, right? Is it going to be a downer? Or am I going to see it as a blessing? Can I like keep my energy high vibe about it? So I had a wonderful exercise in energy management and also about healing. I got really hurt. So, and I'm still healing. I'm not going to comment too much on that because it's a pending claim. So my attorney hat's like, got to be quiet on that, but I am glad I'm not taking some of those serious meds anymore. So, yeah, didn't want to show up totally high on meds for you, although maybe that would have been interesting. And if I sound a little froggy, it's also because I am getting over COVID. So that's been a fun month. But I really felt like this message about being in feminine energy and like, what does that mean? And how do you incorporate that? How do we ground that? How do we bring that into our daily? And like, why is that so hard? Like I wanted to talk, it's more than just like me telling you to go get manicures, pedicures. No. We're talking about some actual energy feelings. We're talking about like some energy visualizations and what I do to really bring that into my body so I feel it. So I'll get weird and talk about that in just a little bit. But like, that's what I had to get through, right? Like I had to be in this receptive, I had to let people help me. I had to take a step back on, you know, managing everything in my household. I had to like delegate, let the kids step up and more chores and all that kind of shit that should have been happening. But anyway, I love them. But yeah, dude, what a healing though. Cause that was like, oh my God, that really it helped. And let's keep this going. And why haven't we done this before? It's me, my control nature, right? I have a predisposition to be in a heavy masculine mode. Like I want to take care of things, keep the house nice. I'm the one who, it's just my nature. There's nothing wrong with the people I live with. This is my nature. This is my go-to. Like I'm just, I caretake very heavily on so many things. So I was needing this chill out message by the universe, and I received it. Funny note, just for the astro fans, for the astrology peeps, it was literally Uranus was hitting my descendant exactly on that day. And it was a little bit the day before. I kind of knew. I was like, oh, maybe I should stay home these 2 days. I'm like, no, this is so silly. Life is life. And what's fated for me is fated for me. Well, And I will be shitting you if I told you that I didn't kind of have an inkling. And that's fine. And I'm not trying to be that psychic who knows it all, but it's like, you know, certain things, and it's okay. It's okay. Life was meant to be led and get to, or to be, keep going and got to go through it and, you know, come what may. It's just my reaction. It's my trust in the universe and how my energy is afterward or during or whatever. And, so anyways, that whole experience makes me want to talk about the dualistic energy, which I feel comes in with it from within our soul that we are as human beings having to manage with, which is kind of, a beautiful thing. Like we're trying to really heal this so that they get just so healed that they work so well and balanced with each other. But it's people typically in the feminine, in the spiritual community, we'll call this the feminine and masculine energies. You can see it as yin and yang. If that's less triggering for you, if genderizing anything is really kind of annoying, or receptive and action energies, whatever works, do it. I've even looked up Latin words for, I think it's actio. Actio, I think, is Latin for action. And I can't remember the other one for receptivity, but there's other ones that we can go, we could start using and normalizing if gender terms at all trigger you. So I hear you, because I've got non-binary kid, and they're great at reminding me to kind of look at certain things differently. And it's okay to do that. But anyway, so forgive me, though, if I go to just the feminine masculine thing. I just know I don't mean it in gender. I just mean it in that kind of action receptive way. So, okay. So I feel like, yeah, we come on board with this energy in our souls, right? Because it's kind of like the dualistic thing of life, like light and dark, death and life, you know, the two extreme. We always, you know, on the one and the other, kind of like we have this dualistic experience in life. And we're even actually resolving that from within. And my point is that I have a heavy automatic go-to masculine energy, like all the time. I'm an organizer. I'm a doer. I'm just goal-oriented, task-oriented. I don't know how else to explain it. For me, even as I've become more spiritual, to remember to meditate, that's not at all what I'm talking about. For me to get a massage, that's not what I'm talking about in terms of feminine energy. It's part of that path, but it's not what I'm talking about. You have to ground this receptive energy. So imagine, I'm going to just go into it right now. Imagine yourself needing a break from masculine energy. Like you just do too much. Even certain professions just make us get into it just naturally all the time. Because especially as an attorney or a criminal or assistant district attorney in those criminal cases, we're prosecuting every day. We're up there for truth. We're pushing. This is my version of what happened based on the facts and blah, 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 blah. Right? So you can get in that energy just so much just based on our jobs. And so what I want you to do in this moment is like feel your energy. Push away any sort of need to like dominate, control, like see that kind of falling away and just kind of see if you can kind of feel just kind of like peace, like nothingness for a second. You can hear my voice, but just try to feel your body and your energy. And then how do you feel in terms of like, I don't know, sometimes I think of a visual of like having my hands out ready to catch something where it's like something is coming to you and it's a good thing. It's not like a shit sandwich, but it's actually a good thing. And it's about to come to you and you're just about to catch it. And you have your hands up like that kind of like, oh, I'm about to have it. Like, ooh, about to catch it. Like within three, you know, like just a third of a second, you're about to fall into your hands. If you can think about how that feels. No, I actually can't. I don't know if it's because I've had a lot of experience like playing with meditation and doing a lot of chakra exercises, visualizations of opening and closing my chakras. If you've never done that, those exercises are great because it starts you feeling your energy. I couldn't feel it at first. And then I would say about a year, sorry guys, this is a slow thing. You start feeling it. You start feeling like tingles will happen in the top of your head when you open your crown. Sometimes when I open my, I forget what the chakra is, right? But not the crown, but like the super crown. I don't know. I see one above the crown where I'm like, sometimes I open that. And then once I do that, it goes down through my body and it can trigger a sneeze. Very weird. Like almost always triggers a sneeze. It's like clearing and opening. I can feel very rooted and safe and secure when I root into the ground now. Like, but that happened over time. So I did those exercises. I did a lot of meditation. I mean, a lot of meditation, like feeling and you practice feeling peace, or you envision a small stream. All that stuff is you getting used to your energetic body. And it just takes time and you can get there. My point is, with having done that, so start now, you can then focus on what does it mean to be in receptive mode? And that kind of visualization I gave you, that moment right before you like catch that baseball, even if you want to say it, you know, that feeling of like, I'm going to have it. And then and don't think about the physical part, but it's like this, there's a sense with your eyes about it, like you're about to receive it. I don't know how else to say it. Maybe I'm talking in circles for some of you guys, but hopefully it'll get clear as we talk along. But like, that is the receptive energy that you're literally grounding into your body when you have that visualization, you're feeling that energy. You're grounding it into your body. It's not just this mode of like in your mind of, I need to be receptive. I need to chill out. I need to love myself. It's this. And then when you change the visual, when you get that feeling of receiving, right? Even if it's a baseball, whatever makes you get that kind of like, ooh, that feeling, that nervy feeling of about to catch it. And then you change it to like love from God about to come into that glove. And to know that that comes in and that it's in your hands now. And then feel that. Do you feel like a different like tingle in your body? I can. When I start visualizing love, I can actually feel like a different sensation in my body. And I allow it to happen. I don't shut it down. But this is, again, over years of kind of meditating, being cool with my weirdness, just telling myself, I accept any weird shit that comes through. Like, if as long as I'm surrounded with protection and grounded into the earth and I'm intending only to get good stuff from God, dude, we're gold. We are gold. You can start feeling your energy and start practicing and get into it. And so this feminine season, so like for me, like in my life, I'm just going into this a little bit more because I feel like I need to explain what a predisposition to masculine energy is, especially for a woman, but for whatever, maybe it'll resonate for you. Cause I think I'm very masculine for a woman sometimes. So like anything in life, I'm usually having task lists kind of going on in my head. This is a very earthy sun kind of tendency too. Maybe a little bit of the air signs too, but like you've got things going on in your head. Like I got to do this. I got to do that. This is coming up this month. And then in general, we have also this little back of our mind, whether or not we've written it down or not, are these like life goals that we want to kind of hit? You know, I want to get financial freedom of this type, or I want to do this in my career. I want to have this experience in my life. I want to travel here. We've got all those things that are kind of like tasky. And sometimes the way that we go about it is like, okay, well then let me make a list. What do I need to feasibly do before I can get there? Or what can I attack on to like task-wise so I can get closer to that, you know, that dream? And that is the action masculine predisposition energy that I'm talking about versus sitting down with myself. Again, surrounding and grounding to always protect and have the intention to receive from God. So you're like, you're gold. You're good. What you receive, you know, it's from God, from source. And then being open to that energy and being like, you know, what do I need to do next, God? Is it paying off my debts? Is it, no, I need to do a small, you know, trusting the time that you kind of meditate in to receive the next thing, that maybe it is actually going on this quick weekend trip up to, you know, Mount Rainier, to get into that vibe, to like get into your health. And because of that, like in your hiking, and maybe you had to wheeze a little bit on the hike, you come back and you're like, you know what? I do need to work on my body and like feed it better, water, hydrate, like, and you get in this body taken care of kind of mode that ironically puts you in the best position for, you know, paying your bills timely, looking at your budget, not spending money on food. I can't talk here. Fast food, like And what do you know? It helps your budget. And it helped your budget versus let me have this budget plan. And but yet you're fighting that budget plan because you keep going to fast food because you didn't take that chill weekend. This is the weirdness of being led by your feminine side. And it's literally what we're supposed to do, I believe. At least where I'm at in my energy right now, I believe, let's not think about it as gender. Then maybe we won't be triggered because it makes it sound like I'm putting femininity over masculinity. But let's turn it into receptive. Receptive energy should go first to connect with source. Get the information. Tell my action energy, this is what you need to freaking do. Go do it. And the energy was like, okay, you're right. Because I'm on your team, let's do it. What happens with our energy is we fail to connect. So we're only here in mass action energy. I'm watching my genderizing thing so we don't turn this into a men versus woman thing. And so then when I'm sitting in action energy, it's fearful. It doesn't know, is this good? Is this not good? Is this for my highest and best? I don't know because I didn't freaking ask. So I'm just going. And you're making all these decisions based on logic and society and expectations and maybe hurts from when you were a kid and you don't know that you were wounded versus if I had meditated and received divine guidance, maybe I would be on a different path. And the thing is, you get corrected if you're going to be in masculinity. I'm trying not to make this gendering into action. You're going to get corrected by source because you're not in alignment. So you're going to, they want you on this other path. They're going to, on the, you know, the path that they would have told you if you, we would have like chilled out and listened to within, we would have figured that out. Instead, you went on your own, you're a little off course. So guess what? Course correction. I think I got a little course correction. So like, we're not immune to it. We all get it. There's no shame. It can come in terms of like, a huge budget crisis, like, you know, having to file bankruptcy. There's no shame in the fact that what happens in our lives, guys. There's just, I feel like we're all going through it. We need to like not judge each other for, you know, the divorces, the separations, the financial ouchies that we got to get ourselves out of, like student debt, all that stuff, whatever. Like just, if we could just not judge each other when we're all trying to just live in our aligned state, or at least I think we're trying to. Sometimes it's just like not knowing how to do that because like we are energetic beings. And so we stay in this action-centric kind of egoic, human egoic mind to do the direction when it's unbalanced and untethered to God, to source, to your soul's purpose, to your soul's direction. Where this, when tap into the receptive energy, that receptive energy is like, this is your highest and best plane right up here, instead of going over into the lower part, which is my ego or my mind-centered, untethered to God action energy that will just go off on its own little path, waiting for the course correction. So there you go. When I kind of mean to ground it. So like, this is more than just doing self-care stuff. Yes to bubble baths. Yes to nature walks. Yes to creative hobbies. Like go crochet, go draw, go paint, go do all that shit. That's great. That's like nothing wrong with that self-love. But I'm talking about taking those moments in a day. And I don't want to be like, every day you got to do this. But being in a receptive energy means to do it for an extended amount of time. I'm doing this for like a month. I'm like literally being like, I'm chilling TFO and I'm going to be like every day. Like I sit down and I'm like, I sit down like in darkness because no one else is up and I get up early. So it's like 6 a.m. and it's before crap needs to be done. And I'm have all my lights out. I'm in my kitchen table. I have my little candle. I have like a family candle that I light every day with like divine prayer to protect everybody and just to be divinely lit every day, and I light it and I call the light in because I work from home. So I'm just like, I have a candle every day. That's my little personal. So I light that up and I sit there in quiet and I close my eyes and I'm checking in with my body. I'm checking in with my mental. I'm checking in with my emotional. And then I check in my spiritual. The spiritual part's a little weirder. It's kind of energetic. And I'm trying to feel my energy. So sometimes, you know, you're going to see me on the YouTube video. You'll be able to see what I'm kind of doing because this is a small video. Sorry. But I have my arms kind of out in front of me, like in a circle. It's almost like I'm trying to like give myself a big air hug, but I'm trying to feel the energy. And then I kind of feel it. And I'm kind of like just divinely led. Again, when I sit down, I kind of always ground and surround myself with protection and intend to talk to God. I'm always going to repeat that like crazy, guys. Like, you're protected. Do that first. And then I open myself, and when I'm sitting there after I've lit my candle, I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm divinely led by God, and I feel this. And I'm just kind of holding, give myself an air hug, and I'm just trying to feel the energy, the space between my hands and my body. And I'm just kind of see if it tickles my hands or, you know, yeah, it could be my fingers, just the nerves reacting. I don't give a crap. I'm being open to source. I'm not judging this right now. So I'm just letting whatever I feel, I feel. So if I feel my fingertips, if that's the energy or if it's just my fingertips, I don't care. I'm feeling it. And then I just start feeling in my mind when it's open and relaxed like that, like I need to tell myself I love myself and be like, you're beautiful. You are such a good natured person. Like your first instinct is to save that little stray animal and go see if they're chipped. Like, I'm so fucking proud of you. Like, you know, I don't know. You make sure the bottom of your basket at the grocery store has been scanned. I'm kind of laughing at myself because I'm trying to relax the moment. But part of it sometimes is this heavy moment of like, God, I really love myself. I need to tell myself that. Like this soul. And then I kind of detach from my body. I'm feeling this kind of, I see it as this little powerhouse that's in my heart space. And it's like, that's my soul connection. It's where my soul hits my physical body and my belief. And I just kind of feel it. And I'm like, damn, you're powerful. And you're good. And you are here for a reason. And you are divinely led in every day. And I'm real in this moment. I'm really feeling it. I don't care. And I might do weird shit with my hands. I might like do a figure eight to kind of like move the self-love around my body. I might like connect with the earth and make my grounding little visualization stronger. And then just sometimes I feel this energy come up to me from Mama Earth. That's like, it's healing me. Like it's a healed energy. It's like you are loved and supported. We see you. Like, it's a beautiful feeling. And I let myself feel it. I just let myself feel the weird. That is receptive energy to me. That is like being feminine, being yin. It's letting the messages come. Being okay with the weirdness of I'm sitting here and I'm at the kitchen table and I'm doing all this like weird like arm movement or pushing it out to the universe, telling the universe I love it. And seeing like waves go out like into infinity as much as I can like visualize it. It's such a weird visualization to think about it. Something going out into infinity. But I try. And then I just, I don't know, man. I mean, I go off on all the weird at that moment. Like I'll think of time as not existing. So I feel like it's like hitting all my past lives at the same time. It's hitting all my ancestors at the same time. And it's like this just, this beautiful oneness that kind of comes over me. But that to me is the ritual or visualization that I do. Like, I don't do it daily, but when I'm in this period of I need to get with my receptive vibe, I'm doing stuff like that. I'm doing it in the morning. I'm doing it if I'm doing a bath, maybe I'm like sure I'm like kind of, you know, having my time there and not at a kitchen table, but just in the bath and doing that too. And just seeing my worries going into the water or like my need to control my fears going into the water to relax. And it's this feeling of like that moment I was saying, you're about to catch something. You trust your like moments from catching it. You know, you're going to catch it. Like that's like such a deep rooted trust for us to know, I have my glove out. The baseball is like an inch or a half inch from my glove. I'm going to catch it. Like we know it because we know that's the physical attributes of, you know, gravity. It's like all those things, like I've got it. But why can't we have that kind of moment with knowing about our life's direction and like how things are coming to us in life in general from source? And like, I'm trying to feel that in these moments energetically with my receptive energy of like bringing that into my body. How does that feel to feel trust with the universe? Like I am literally trying to recreate that kind of connection to ground this into me. And then that healing, I think, just goes a little deeper into my soul. So the next I feel like knocking on wood. The next oh shit thing that happens, I'm not so rattled. I'm immediately like, this is going to turn out for my best. Or, you know, if I have a human moment, after my human moment, I get there. Because that's where I should be. That is my belief system. I'm not this human body. I am this soul. No matter what kind of what happens to the body, you know? And I'm dealing with that right now. But yeah, like all the self-love stuff, yeah, read the books you want to read, like watch the movies that make you chuckle or make you feel nostalgic, especially during the holidays. I mean, this is almost like a perfect time to be receptive because we're all trying to slow down for the holidays, for the winter weather, for, you know, just the coziness of it all. And so just, yeah, do that. Like, it's not the time to start the diet regime and give yourself shit over the holidays. It's like, you know, nourish yourself, you try to be balanced, all that sort of thing. But like, stop the judgment. Don't do critical things in your mind. Don't do that human mind-centered, like, talky talk. And I'm kind of looking up here, like, in my notes too, real quick. Yeah, nature walks, bubble baths, meditation, prayer, yoga, self-care, artistic fun things, nourishing soul food, read books you love, movies you love. Yeah, it's just basically, those are great activities, but this energetic exercise that I'm talking about, the visualization I just gave, that is about the deepening of trust, of flow, of universal, like, relation that we need to kind of, like, take in our emotional body, in our physical body. And to me, those activities are great to kind of soften us, but for this, ultimately for these exercises, when we sit down and we're like, what is this energy of reception from God, from my own soul? Like, what is that? Well, I need to feel that. You have to do things, visualizations to feel that. And that is a different level than just being like telling yourself, I trust God. I trust God every day. Like, no, you have to sit down and have a feel through. And those feel throughs are what to me have been key at shifting this deepening energy of like really embodying my receptive energy. Let me see what else I got here. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll say this part. You can also, you know, besides those like energy thing, I think also consecrating an object or a crystal or a necklace, something you're going to wear during this receptive energy time frame that you're trying to like get out of your masculine or out of the action, you know, energy. You know, hold it, you know, I would put, you know, a crystal in my hand. No, I'm grabbing one. Yeah, I don't care. What color? Whatever color, like, it's good. Yeah, it doesn't matter about the crystal. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. Grab a crystal that you're drawn to. I put it my hand over here and I would just have a meditative moment. Again, surround, ground, and put your intention out there on who you're connecting with. And then be like, dude, every time I touch this or carry this or I see this, it represents my intention to really be receptive to spirit, to really ground this energy, bring it in balance with myself, with my soul, so that I become this divine antenna, this divine reception, to like be on the highest and best path for myself and for all involved, the highest and best for all involved. And like, amen, or whatever. Blessed be, and so it is, however you want to phrase it. And then it's consecrated, right? You called God into it. You did your intentions. This is consecrated. And then you just put it in your freaking pocket every day during that time, or out on your you know, kitchen table, or out on your bath area where you do your, you know, face stuff routine or whatever. And like, it represents that. Every time you see it, it's like, all of that is like a download. It's like, yes, that's what I am today. I am divinely led today. I am this divine antenna. I am self-love. I am peace. I am, you know, whatever. Whatever words come to you about being this receptive, open energy. And whatever like visualizations come, sometimes it's like this visualization of just openness of like, I don't know, some of us need to see like a door that's just opening to the universe where the universe is like light, just kind of like, ah. Tractor beams in, you know, whatever works for you. Star Wars has some really cool, you know, just like, space. I say Star Wars for some reason. I don't know why. Any observatory image is great too. This is such a sci-fi dork. Oh, yeah. And I do have on here, you know, it is nice to be able to go on like a solo retreat, but not everybody has the privilege to be able to do that. Like, I know that. Okay, guys, that's a little bit of privilegey, and I totally get that. But if you could do like a day or a half day or a couple hours where you're like, I'm going to just, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do, but I'm going to get in the car and I have 2 hours away from my family and I can just decide anything that I'm inspired to go do, I'm going to do. I do want to stop at that bookstore. Erk, you know, I'm going to go get this macaron over here at this macaron store, you know, go get the cookies. Anyway, just, I'm going to stop and get a hot cocoa, like whatever it is, like just have a couple hours, even if it's kind of doing a certain task, but you're like, I'm going to allow myself to like flow through it and like stop wherever I want to stop on my way to do this one task. And then just, so it doesn't have to be a big, you know, bougie thing. Just be open. But set the intention, like have got, you know, be like, universe, I'm trying to really be in this. So, and see what happens. It's kind of funny when those things happen. What you don't want to do, you don't want to be like task master. You don't want to be creating appointments. You don't want to be having difficult discussions or going to stressful events. For me, that's anything with a lot of people and or dressing up. Fixed pants, no. We're not doing any fixed pants events until the end of the year. So that's for me. I don't know how it is for you. So, but that's on my no list. And then to do, like observe, don't judge, let people help you. See if you can delegate anything. That's a lot of it too. Allowing people to help and listening to people. We always want to like give advice. Try just listening, being like, oh, that sucks. I am so sorry for you. And having that be more of your response than anything else right now in this season. You are not to be anyone's taskmaster. You're not your own. You're not supposed to be anyone else's. Be in the receptive, like someone just needs probably to be listened to. And if they come to you while you're in this, I'm trying to be receptive, then be receptive. And just mirror the understanding of, gosh, that has to be difficult. I am so sorry you had to go through that. Or I'm so happy for you. You deserve that. And literally just be that. And no story of your own. Just kind of zip it. Listen to me. This is really my own medicine, you guys. I promise. I want to make sure what else. Yeah. That's pretty much it. It's I'm on this path to balance too, guys. I'm not really like winging it, or I'm not winging it. I'm winging it always. I'm not winning it is what I meant to say. This is a hard thing to do. No shit. And just remember, like nothing is outside of us. Like energy resolution is always within. God wouldn't make it to where we had to do something outside of us. It's all within here. It's all here. So seek your inner peace. You can totally get it. And I hope you get it through a receptive holiday season. And I send you all my light and love. Well, you know what I mean. The extra light. I have got my own light and I'm sharing it with you. And yeah, you know what I'm saying. All right, guys. Y'all take care. And I wish you the best. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.